We'll desire your prayers this evening. I have a few little thoughts to share that were a blessing to me, thinking of the power of something in particular. I'm going to write the title on the board here. So I've written on the board, the cleansing blood. And I first want to talk about this in a literal sense, about our physical blood, because interestingly enough, the spiritual side coincides with it very well. So we'll first talk about how God created our bodies. It's amazing. I still marvel at just the magnificence and how precise and how perfectly he made our bodies. For instance, for our bodies to heal naturally, a great example of this, and it's dealing with the blood, is how that when we get cut severely or punctured or whatever, how that our body automatically creates a little blood clot, and then it's like its own built-in repair system, and then there's ultimately a scab that'll build over it. I don't tell the scab to do what it does. It just does it. And then eventually the scab will fall off when it's time, and you're healed. And I know maybe this is just a guy thing. Maybe ladies do it too. But I remember throughout the years working with guys, and everyone's compare, like they like to compare scars. Like, yeah, look, you know, and they'll talk. There's a story behind every scar, you know. But it's amazing where if we all still had the same wounds and they were still not healed from a lifetime, we couldn't function properly. But God, it allows our bodies to heal. The blood cleans out the wound. And that's another factor of blood, is it helps clean out the filth and the contaminants that could get us infected. So thinking of another aspect of how blood is so valuable, do you realize that God made our bodies to, for the most part, where we actually feel pain when there's loss of blood? You realize that's God created it that way. He didn't have to. Now, there may be a few exceptions of just a rare people that have a rare disease where they don't feel pain. That's an exception. But 99%, we could say, of humans, that when you have a wound, a cut, or whatever, and you're losing blood, there, it's the blood that's running to that wound that it causes pain, and your nerve endings feel that. But the blood, again, is just trying to do its job. It's trying to clean the wound. It's trying to clot and do all those things to help you heal properly. So transitioning a little bit on the spiritual side, you remember the hymn that says it this way: a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, where sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. That is a wonderful example of the cleansing blood, the power of the cleansing blood of Jesus. And so I want to talk about that again in a literal sense, about how the blood really does cleanse a person. So in a physical sense, for instance, you can, just like on your arm, you can just put a tourniquet around your arm and you can use it for a bit. And after you keep that tourniquet on for a while, your hand starts to get weak because the blood's not pumping through there. All right. And then you can loosen it. And again, you feel the pain where the blood's rushing through there and the tingling sensation. And again, it's trying to cleanse any toxins or whatever that's built up in that arm in the process. So again, it's just wonderful how God created that. And here's another just analogy. I'm going to tell a little story that I came across some time back. So there was a, back in the 1300s, there was a fellow. His name was Robert Bruce, the King of Scotland. And he was more than just a fella. He was had a position, but he was actually running for his life from the English. And he was being chased by his own bloodhounds. Now, that's quite a turn of events. But he's running for his life. And so the way he escaped was he plunged into the stream, into a river, and waded upstream. And what happened was, naturally, that lost the scent of, there was no scent left of him. So the bloodhounds came to that stream and it's like, where'd he go? He's gone. And so the river, the stream washed the scent away and there was, they couldn't find him and he was able to escape. And so the same thing can be applied to us spiritually, that Jesus' blood flows the same for you and I, where you could say Satan's bloodhounds are on our heels, but when it comes to the blood that's flowing, it washes it away, and Satan can't touch us then, all right? So we have to stay, again, in the blood. So I want to read a few scriptures here in Zechariah, the 13th chapter, verse 1, and this is a scripture that's used often regarding this, but it says, "In that day there should be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness." All right, so that was a prophecy of Jesus, what he was going to come to do for us. And so the fulfillment of that is found in Matthew. I want to turn and read that, Matthew 26 and 28. Matthew 26 and 28 says, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins." So this was Jesus speaking at the Last Supper, talking about what he was fixing to do. The disciples didn't understand fully what he was doing, but he was referring back to the Old Testament version, because the blood sacrifices that were given then were, it was a sheep and lambs that were without blemish, and it was, again, for forgiveness of their sins. But Jesus is saying, this is the blood of the New Testament, which he's going to shed for the remission of sins. So this was a new principle, a new teaching, a new way that it, he was going to offer himself once and for all and this cleansing blood that he was going to give of himself was going to be that river, the stream that was going to wash away the sins of mankind, to open the plan of salvation for all mankind. And here's another one in Revelation 1. It's a couple more scriptures here in reference to this. Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6. It says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever." So what I love about this is not only does it make us clean, it cleanses us, but it enables us then to function as God designed us to do, to be kings and priests in the spirit. You see what I'm saying? Where in the physical sense, our physical blood cleanses us so that our bodies can heal properly and we can function as God designed us to. The same thing applies to us spiritually, that he wants to cleanse us from all sins, that we can be a vessel that he can use unto honor, one that will glorify him, one that will work for him, one that will labor for him, one that will, ultimately, as this scripture was saying, to be a king and a priest in the spiritual realm, to have power and authority and victory over Satan. We mentioned earlier about Satan's bloodhounds after us, all right, trying to seek us, to destroy us. But God has other plans. He desires us to be victorious, to reign as kings and priests unto him. Now, I want to talk a little deeper about the blood in the physical sense. This is just astounding. I can't wrap my mind around this. I've read this before and I've studied it. I'm like, how in the world? God created our bodies like this? Yes, he did. So let's dig into something else that's very interesting about our network of blood that's in our bodies. So our bodies have a transportation system that God built into us. And it's so complex that it is more, Have you been to these large cities and seen how, I'm not a city guy, all right? But I remember going to some larger cities and driving, and it's like when you get into these complexes where all the interstates and roads are just weaving in and out and transporting you, like, it's like, wow, you really got to pay attention to your GPS or you're going to get lost. Because then I'm not familiar and practiced well with that. But it's a very complex network. But yet all those that build these roads and highways and interstates, they study it out, they map it out, and it's very intricate and it's detailed and it works. But our human body and the system that God created in us is much more complex than that. So these blood vessels that God created is, of course, transporting blood through the network of, get this, 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our human body. Because there are some that are so tiny, you don't realize they're deep hidden in muscle tissue and next to the bones. You see some obvious ones on the outside of your hands, you know, maybe other places you can see them. But there's little tiny blood vessels going all through your body and through your organs and everywhere. It's like we don't realize what is there. Very complex. And they say it this way, those that have the microscopes and can really zoom up and study this, they say that no cell of your body lies more than a hair's breadth from a blood capillary. Think about that. That there is blood everywhere in your human body. And it's working and moving all the time. And you're not having to tell it to do its job. It's just doing its job. The white blood cells and the red blood cells, and they're all working together and trying to purge yourself of any disease or illnesses and keep your body running properly. And at the center of this vast system of blood vessels is a pump about the size of your fist, which is your heart. And it is a marvelous... What's interesting is I've seen some, and perhaps you all have seen this too, some video footage that they can create with these cameras that can go inside and watch the human heart pump and move the blood. It just blows you away. How that... Who tells it to do that? And to know which way and how much pressure and how to fluctuate the blood and just keep everything flowing properly. And obviously when a person has some issues, you know it because your body doesn't function right. But when it is functioning properly, it's marvelous. It's amazing how God created that. And to think that our human heart, get this, it pumps 2,000 gallons of blood through its chambers every day. That's a lot of blood. And where does it come from? It just keeps circulating. And God has a way of where, I don't know how to explain this, but yes, our blood can, what's the right word? Have a turnover, so to speak. But God has a way of keeping it fresh, okay? Again, it's how we function, it's the foods we eat, and it's when we take proper rest and all these things where it's renewed and rejuvenated. God did all that, okay? And then to think that all the blood that's pumping through our heart, it's sending blood to every part of our body, all the way down to our fingertips, to our toes, to our head, I mean everywhere. And to think that this blood is carrying vital, life-giving oxygen and nutrients to every cell of the body. And again, who designed this? And who tells it to do all these things? God did. The creator of the universe. That created our solar system. That created the universe. All the galaxy that we're in. All these things. And yet he also created our bodies so meticulously and so intricately, as the scripture says, woven. We're woven in our mother's womb. And truly, we are woven. It's from our skin to our bones, the muscles. and all the blood vessels that are wrapped around and intertwined in there just perfectly so our body functions as it's supposed to. It's truly amazing. And to think that every cell in our body requires oxygen to remain alive. And that's why we have so many miles of blood vessels, from tiny little ones that you can barely see to the larger ones, all right? But again, if our body is deprived of oxygen, that part of our body will die, okay? So, and if our brain is deprived of oxygen, our brain dies, and ultimately your body dies. So there is so much packed in our human body that the blood and its cleansing process and its feeding and nutrients of everything for us. So back in the scriptures in the Old Testament, it says this. God says the life is in the blood. And when Jesus died, the life-giving blood that drained from his body was also providing life to all who believe, where the life was still in the blood of Jesus, all right? The all-cleansing blood of Jesus. So I want to close with this scripture, a couple of scriptures, in 1 John 1, verses 7 and 9. It says, "For if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So what I love about this is, you know, in a human sense, our physical bodies, our physical bodies can still fail us sometimes. In other words, sometimes maybe our bodies don't function right. And I've mentioned earlier, like when a person has heart issues, and or maybe there's a person gets a disease in their blood and so on and so forth, because people do die with those things, all right? It's just a given fact. And so those things can fail. Our human bodies can still fail, and God allows it for whatever reason and takes that person on home, right? But there's something that is unfailing about the blood of Jesus. It is all cleansing. It is all powerful. And it never has lost its power in the 2,000 years since when he shed his blood. His blood is still powerful enough to save the rankest sinner. It will not fail us. And for those of us that have been cleansed by his blood, it is still keeping us cleansed, all right? Where we can come up to something in our life and say, "Lord, I don't know what to do with this, but I'm going to pass it under the blood because I'm going to commit it to you that you can clean up whatever I don't have the power and authority in myself, but I'm going to submit it to the power of the blood of Jesus to cleanse it out of my life and to keep me clean and pure and alive, because I don't want my spiritual members of my body to die off and to lose the food and the nutrients and the oxygen of the spiritual blood that cleanses unrighteousness out of us so that we might be made whole and that God can heal us and that we can function properly how he designed us to. And folks, I am so thankful that we serve a powerful God. That we realize he created our bodies and the physical blood, which is a miracle in itself, but how that more importantly, this spiritual cleansing blood of Jesus, that's what's going to take us on into eternity with victory. And that we can reign as kings and priests now. Right now we can have the kingdom of heaven is right now. It's not just with observation, as Jesus said, but it is within you. So we can have the power of Jesus' blood pumping in our spiritual veins, reigning as kings and priests right now in our present life. And it's that cleansing blood that continues to clean out and purge of things that are unlike God, that are not Christ-like, that are a hindrance to us or someone else, and we keep submitting that and run it through the blood, say, "Lord, cleanse me again. I need another dose of it." And God's power through his blood is still there for all of us. I'm so thankful for those promises this evening. You all pray for me. I'd be faithful to him. Amen.